There are one is there for Bahrain. There's some poster information posted for Bahrain. A few brothers took the initiative. So see that too, inshallah. Before I conclude, let me share a small story with all of you brothers and sisters. At the time, it's narrated in the Holy Book, Quran. At the time of Prophet Ibrahim, when he stood against the oppressor of that time, what happened? The oppressor think that let's get rid of Prophet Ibrahim because he's speaking truth, he's standing against us. And so they arranged a huge fire to put Hazrat Ibrahim, the Prophet Ibrahim, in that fire. The fire was arranged to 1 year, so there was a huge fire. So they couldn't stand there or even a kilometer from that fire. So it was too much heat. What happened? They put the Prophet Ibrahim in such a way that it's going to go into the fire and we will get rid of Prophet Ibrahim. When the Prophet Ibrahim was in the mid-air, there was a small frog, because he was the Prophet of Allah, and the animals even know the Prophet is there. So she started running towards the water. The animal said, the fell animal, what are you doing? She said, I'm getting some water and putting in this fire. They start laughing. She said, this is a huge fire. And with your tiny creature, you're tiny, this mouth, and you are extinguishing this huge fire. She said, yes, I know that I cannot put off this fire, but I will do what I can do. Brother and sister, this is the time. We have to stand side by side with the for the oppressed of the world, throughout the world, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Iraq, other parts of the world. So with this, I really thank the city of Toronto for this facility. And we uphold the city, and all of us uphold the city value for equality, equity, and no discrimination, and no racism, and anti-Semitism. Thanks to the honorable speakers and their solidarity and valuable time to express their solidarity with the oppressed of the world. And thanks to the brothers and sisters, the audience, in this sacred night of month of Ramadan. May Allah bless you all. Canadian Shia Muslim organization have the policy of non-discrimination on the basis of race, religion, color, and language. This is our policy and we uphold that policy. On behalf of Canadian Shia Muslim organization and all oppressed of the world, I humbly thank Brother Mujahid who participated and inspiration for all the youth. I really thank Brother Brian McIntosh from the United Church of Canada. Sister Dr. Abby Bakan of the University. Thank you, sister. And Sister Eva Bartlett, who came recently from Gaza and saw with her own eyes the brutalities of the Zionist regime. Besides that, we all thanks to the organization Canadian Arab Federation, Palestine House, Ahlul Bayt Assembly of Canada, Anti-War Coalition, and other Islamic centers of the GTA. and also an organization by the name BDS, Bipartisan Sanction of Israeli Product. And with that, I conclude this. Again, thank you very much for your coming. Brothers are coming from the East End, West End, and from far. May Allah bless you. And with a loud salawat for the oppressed of the world. And we have 5 or 10 minute presentation, brothers and sisters, watch this. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.